With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. Late Monday afternoon, the Franklin County Sheriff's Department was called out on the report of a two-vehicle accident at the intersection of Highway 3 and Mallard Avenue west of Hampton. 58-year-old Delfina Tello Paluto of Hampton was driving a 2006 Buick eastbound on Highway 3. At the same time, a 1997 Dodge pickup truck driven by 43-year-old Kevin Dillon of Alexander pulled out from the stop sign at Mallard Avenue and struck the Tello Paluto vehicle. The collision caused both vehicles significant damage and were disabled in the roadway and ditch near the intersection. No injuries were reported. Dillon was cited for failure to prove security against liability, accident related. Tuesday afternoon, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 30-year-old Megan Cook of Swaledale, who was wanted on a warrant for failing to appear from the original charge of third-degree theft. A review committee is recommending the elimination or consolidation of 43% of state boards, commissions, and advisory groups, slightly fewer than were listed in the committee's initial report. The temporary review panel was established by the state government reorganization law Governor Kim Reynolds signed this spring, and its report will be forwarded to state lawmakers who make the final decisions. Iowa Department of Management Director Craig Paulson, who led the group, says it's an important conversation.
We searched and could not find a single other instance in our state's history where there's been a global conversation about boards and commissions.
The review panel is recommending the consolidation or elimination of 111 state boards or commissions.
I realize some struggle to conceive of a situation where government is smaller and less intrusive, but everyday Iowans can conceive of that.
State Senator Tony Bisignano, a Democrat from Des Moines, says he's concerned by the recommendation to get rid of the so-called gender balance requirement that men and women be represented equally on state boards and commissions.
My concern has always been is that we reflect who Iowa is when we put these boards and commissions together.
The committee's final report will be publicly released this week. The panel met Monday morning at the State House and approved about two dozen changes to its initial recommendations. Iowa's membership in the Midwest Higher Education Compact is no longer in doubt after the group learned the compact saves the state millions through group purchasing. The Iowa Commission on Volunteer Service had also been targeted for elimination in the review committee's initial report, but that endangered $32 million in federal funds for 7,000 AmeriCorps volunteers who do community service work. Monday evening, the Iowa Falls City Council held a special meeting and discussed the city's leaf and brush pickup program. Council members wanted staff to bring back more financial information and options for how the city moves forward with equipment or altering the program. In other business, the Iowa Falls Council increased the amount the city gives the Greenbelt Humane Society for spaying and neutering stray cats from $7,000 to $10,500, and the Iowa Falls City Council approved a new city logo. Monday night, the Hampton City Council received information from Hampton Fire Chief Kent Wilkinson concerning firefighter pay. The fire department's asking to increase rates for fire calls from the current $10 for the first hour and $7.50 for every hour beyond the first hour to $20 for the first hour and $15 for every hour beyond that first hour. Also, an increase from a flat $10 per drill, training, or meeting to $12 per hour for the drills and training and a flat $12 per meeting. In addition, Wilkinson requested the training officer receive an extra $20 per drill and training in addition to the current $10 he's already receiving. The Hampton City Council asked the city manager to provide budgeted and current wage amounts. A new AAA Iowa survey shows that 52% of residents are already planning to take a holiday vacation, although less than half of them, or 40%, are booking holiday travel plans earlier this year due to higher travel prices. 47% of travelers say they are planning at least one flight during the holiday season. AAA Iowa spokesman Brian Ortner tells Radio On The Go News that look for a direct flight to improve your chances of reaching your destination.
So if you can, book a flight that leaves earlier in the morning, as afternoon flights and evening flights are the ones that seem to be more susceptible to those delays or cancellations due to weather or other unforeseen circumstances. And that also helps lead to the recommendation of purchasing travel insurance. You may have a reason to cancel your flight, just as the airlines might. You never know. And the travel insurance is there to help you. I mean, I know you don't get the benefit of your trip, but you don't risk losing the dollars spent on the tickets to get on your trip.
Ordner says more people are gifting experiences instead of presents.
We've heard for years the idea of bucket list, what's your bucket list trip? And now I think we see it moving ahead, especially as we continue to exit out of COVID, 3 years removed from what we all experienced there, is that people are seeing that you only live once, and seeing your loved ones or seeing your friends is what the motivation is this year. People don't know what their health will be in 5 or 10 years, and if there's the opportunity to take a trip, they're taking it now.
AAA will release its Thanksgiving forecast in early November. Officials with MidAmerican Energy say the company reached a new milestone, delivering 100% renewable energy to serve its Iowa customers' electricity usage last year. In 2022, MidAmerican's wind fleet generated more than 27,000 gigawatt hours over the 12-month period, exceeding the total annual usage of the company's Iowa customers. MidAmerican's first wind farm became operational in 2004. Today, the wind fleet is comprised of more than 3,400 wind turbines and more than 36 wind farms across Iowa. MidAmerican Energy serves 813,000 electric customers in Iowa, Illinois, and South Dakota. The first fall tree color report's been released by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. For Northeast Iowa, the fall color season is well underway, as the color change started early, most likely due to the drought. Now, lots of vibrant colors are being reported from sugar maple, sumac, Virginia creeper, ash, walnut, basswood, and cottonwood. In north central Iowa, some buckeyes are turning red, walnut and cottonwood trees are turning yellow. The estimated peak viewing time for northeast and north central Iowa is between October 5th and the 10th. An estimated $850 million Powerball jackpot is up for grabs if players are willing to brave incredibly long odds. Tonight's jackpot is the world's ninth largest lottery prize of all time. Earlier prizes in the Powerball and Mega Millions games have topped $1 billion. Jackpot grew so large because there have been 29 consecutive drawings without a big winner. Powerball's terrible odds of 1 in 292.2 million are designed to generate big jackpots. The $850 million jackpot is for a sole winner who opts for payment over 30 years. Those taking the cash option would win $397.4 million. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fiancher reporting.